This is GQDN for Wednesday, January the 11th, 2023. In today's news, brought to you by Audible, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org, we have today some Amazon and Best Buy deals, PlayStation catalog expands, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and some Ubisoft news. But today, we begin with an article from GamesRadar.com, and they are saying that, well, the Xbox Direct Showcase showing up on January 25th will not have Starfield. The game was apparently pulled from the appearance. So what this tells us is that it might be pushed back a bit. In fact, Xbox and Bethesda did clarify that, quote, "To dedicate the proper amount of time for a deep dive into Starfield, a standalone show is in the works." So this might be coming at a later date, possibly February. And this could be really good because if it's done next month, that might be on the official Xbox podcast. We'll see. Speaking of Xbox, this comes to us from Destructoid.com. It does look like an update is coming to improve your gameplay and to make the Xbox consoles, quote, carbon aware, unquote. Back here is a tweet from Xbox. "Here at Xbox, we've been working on unlocking a pretty huge achievement, becoming the first gaming console to offer carbon aware game downloads and updates." In fact, on the news site, they did give a brief summary here. "Xbox is now the first carbon aware console updating, rolling out to everyone soon." So this is on the news.xbox.com. They did start in last March, and they did share an update on sustainability efforts. So maybe they are trying to reduce their carbon emission via video game consoles. Interesting. Now, what else is on Xbox is Ubisoft Plus. What? This comes to us from DualShockers.com, and apparently people have been noticing that the plus sign to Ubisoft games has been showing up there. Now, Ubisoft has been a part of Xbox last March, but Plus is available on PlayStation, and that's what I've seen on there. So it is no surprise that Plus could be also coming to Xbox. Well, they're on the individual titles, so maybe, just maybe, they will be there in a full category as well. We shall see. But speaking of Ubisoft, they did delay Skull and Bones again. So the game was originally announced in 2017 and did get quite a bit of hype, but it was delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed. But now in the latest update on the game, did see that Ubisoft did claim the new release date, March 9th, 2023. But 2 months ahead of that release date, which is this month, January, well, apparently there was like an investor information that did say that the release date would be early 2023 to 2024, so it might be pushed back. That's the way that it sounds. So, thanks, DualShockers. We go to IGN now for a game that has been out on PlayStation and Xbox and consoles and PC, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder's Revenge, but now it is going to be on Netflix app. Oh yes. So you can play it on your TV, you can play it on your phone. Just saying. Shredder's Revenge, just a good beat-em-up type game. Now we go to one of my favorite series, back to Destructoid for some Dragon Quest. Next week, the Dragon Quest team, like 1 week from today, will have an announcement about some stuff. So, could we hear about Dragon Quest X? Possible. We could probably hear about Dragon Quest app. That is potentially what is being revealed here. So for the Dragon Quest app, look, we already know we got some treasure hunters, but this could be very interesting, as it were. So we'll see. We'll see what they announce next. We will indeed see what they announce, because PlayStation will be definitely looking into this. You know that well. Matter of fact, Eurogamer did say that PlayStation Plus, the game catalog, is expanding a bit. So what's going to be in the game catalog? Well, there's going to be some Back 4 Blood for PlayStation 4 and 5, Dragon Ball FighterZ for PlayStation 4, Devil May Cry 5 Special Edition for PlayStation 5, Erica for PlayStation 4, Jet the Far Shore, PlayStation 4 and 5, Just Cause 4 Reloaded, PlayStation 4 and 5, Life is Strange, PlayStation 4, Life is Strange Before the Storm, PlayStation 4, Umno, PlayStation 4, Serenia, whatever, Wild Hearts, PlayStation 4, Hot Shots Golf 2, I'm saying PlayStation 1, but come on, Star Wars Demolition, and Siphon Filter 3. They will all be on the catalog next Tuesday. Thank you, Eurogamer, for that little tidbit. Oh, what I could be looking forward to there. But GameSpot did say, well, if you got a PlayStation or maybe an Xbox, maybe you need some equipment to go with that. Maybe some games there as well. So they do have some deals on some LG 65-inch QNED 4K smart TV. How about an LG 50-inch classic Nemo Cell LED 4K smart TV? Toshiba 43-inch class C350 series LED 4K smart Fire TV. Maybe some Alienware X15R1 RTX 3070 with a $400 price cut. Asus ROG Zephyrus, whatever, RX 6700S with a $450 cut, and Asus ROG Gaming Desktop RTX 3060 with a $300 price cut. Well, all the deals you can see there on Best Buy, which also includes some games like Far Cry 6, Ghostwire Tokyo, Gotham Knights, Lego Star Wars, Skywalker Saga, Saints Row, Sonic Frontiers, Soul Hackers. They got a Turtle Beach Stealth wireless headset, HyperX Cloud X wireless headset, and some other cool stuff. But we will end today with even more sales thanks to Amazon, once again from GameStop. So they too have some stuff that you can buy, like a Vulcan mechanical keyboard, discounted by $80, Turtle Beach, Logitech, with some cuts on their own, and an LG or Logitech G Cloud handheld console for $300. Interesting stuff. But the games also go to Alan Wake Remastered, Bioshock's on sale, Borderlands 3, Celeste, Call to Lambs, Doom Eternal, Legends of Zelda's Link's Awakening. So much stuff. And once again, equipment. Whole bunch of stuff. And we got all the stuffs as well. You can follow us at Group Quest. You can follow everybody on the Dawn Forge Network at Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Maybe some more sales too. Go get your game on, people.